On the evening of Holy Pascha, after 700 Orthodox faithful had celebrated the resurrection of our Lord, fire ravaged through the St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Cathedral in New York City, burning it to the ground. Lydia Nikolic is with us today to give us an update on how the community is holding up and responding to the tragic events. Welcome, Lydia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me with you.
I personally have the images of the footage that went viral from the fires that evening. They were unbelievable sights that I don't think anyone will ever forget. So let's start at the beginning with your initial reaction and your thoughts when you first heard about the fire.
Those first images and my first thoughts when I first heard about the fire are burned in my brain. Disbelief, horror, and a profound sense of loss. For many, if not most of us in the Serbian community here, our church and our congregation is the only family we have in New York, and in many cases, in all of the United States. So for over 70 years, and last 18 of those with Father Jochen, we celebrated our holidays, we got married, baptized our children, and mourned our dead at St. Sava on 26th Street in the very heart of Manhattan. It's tragic what happened this year, and there are no words to describe the sorrow in our hearts. We all loved, found shelter, and proudly cherished our St. Sava Cathedral, a national treasure and a New York City landmark.
I can't even imagine. I was going to say I can only imagine, but I honestly, I cannot imagine how horrific it had to have been, especially after such a beautiful celebration of the resurrection of our Lord.
Exactly, exactly. And then to come to the Divine Liturgy every Sunday, about 1,000 families are served by this church. So we travel from far corners of not only New York City, but also outer boroughs from Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, or many people come from Long Island. And families travel from elsewhere in the New York metro area, or even far away from New Jersey and Connecticut, Rockland County, Westchester. So we travel, we make an effort, to come together, to pray together, to comfort each other, and to bring our children to Sunday school. So definitely, it is so tragic what happened this year. But even if we lost our beloved cathedral building, we have our living church. We have our congregation, our Serbian community in New York. We have each other.
That's good to know, because it certainly you will have to come together to then be able to move forward. Has it been determined yet as to what caused the fire?
The officials are still investigating the cause of the fire, and we are helping in that investigation any way we can. It is expected that it will wrap up soon, though.
Right, right. So you mentioned the cathedral is in the heart of Manhattan. It's on 26th Street. It takes up the length of the block. I know a little bit about this beautiful church because we produce several programs and we did a few pieces on the church. It's a beautiful old structure. It's a landmark, as you mentioned. It was originally designed by celebrated architect Richard Upjohn, and the Serbian Orthodox Church has been there for the last 70 years, but tell us a little more about its New York City landmark status and also how it was originally built for the Episcopal Church.
Sure. The church building was constructed in 1850 to 1855 as one of several then uptown chapels of the Episcopal Trinity Church. As you mentioned, it was designed by a noted architect, Richard Upjohn, in the English Gothic Revival style. So the Serbian Orthodox Parish acquired it in 1942 when it became the Serbian Orthodox Cathedral of St. Sava. The chapel and the adjacent church hall and the parish house were designated a New York City landmark in 1968, and the complex was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1982.
I believe this is still very early after this tragic fire. Has discussion happened about the rebuilding of this church, and will it be rebuilt in its original design, elements, or Will you be able to change that design, or is this just too soon to say?
We are determined to renew our church at the same site, on the holy grounds of 26th Street. At present, we are looking at various options. The primary concern is safety, and we are evaluating the safety of the remaining structure with relevant experts and city officials to determine options that we have. We plan to create a comprehensive plan to take into account not only the cathedral building, but also the church hall and the present church, the present condition of the remains of the church to decide on the way forward.
I can only imagine that it is a monumental task.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, it serves over 700 families, all of which are from all areas of New York and some other states as well. Where will parishioners be able to gather until the church is rebuilt?
Many heads of other Christian denominations have offered the use of their churches while we renew. His Eminence Archbishop Demetrius and Episcopal Bishop Dicci were among the very first. For scheduling reasons and to avoid overlapping on Sundays, our divine liturgies are held starting 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Chapel at General Theological Seminary of the Episcopal Church on West 21st Street. And on weekdays, our divine liturgy starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at St. Eleftherios Greek Orthodox Church on West 24th Street. Needless to say, we are forever grateful to you.
Oh, I think that that's amazing, though, that people do come together in love and support when things like this happen.
Yes.
We carry our faith within us, but there is something about being able to gather with other people and be connected.
You know, that this fire occurred on the evening of our Easter celebration is a tragedy, but we're also reminded of the new life promised to us in the resurrection of Jesus, and nothing can separate us from the love of God and each other. So the fact that we were able to hold the divine liturgy, the very next Sunday after the fire was extremely comforting and reassuring to all of us.
I can only imagine. Now, there was a miracle that happened on that evening. Would you like to share what that was?
Yes. We continue to pray under the icon of St. Sava, that was miraculously spared in the Inferno. The icon was located in the church office, which was inside the cathedral, and everything exposed in that office was drenched and completely destroyed by the water while fighting the fire. The only thing spared was the icon of St. Sava that survived completely and miraculously untouched.
That is amazing.
Yes,
and what a symbol of hope for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, there's always a little light, no matter how dim, it does get stronger. Thank you so very much for sharing such an intimate view of how a community deals with such a tragedy and how you move forward. If people are interested to help you in the endeavor of rebuilding, how can they do so?
Sure. The outpouring of well wishes, offers of support, and donations have been immediate and unceasing. They come from Serbian Americans and those throughout the United States who have no Serbian origin whatsoever. Donations are tax deductible and should only be sent via PayPal or GoFundMe link on our website at www.stsavanyc.org. No other organization has been authorized to collect monies on behalf of our church. Those who wish to write checks, checks may be sent directly to St. Sava Cathedral at 20 West 26th Street, New York, New York, 10010.
Thank you, Lydia, for being with us today. We appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck. And we look forward to talking to you again, maybe in a few months, to keep touch and to see how things are progressing.
Thank you so much for your interest and for inviting us to your program.
Thank you again.